This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this fine Monday morning?
Oh, I am doing very well this morning. So far, so good. Hopefully you've had a nice weekend. I think you were supposed to be spending it with the grandkids. At the same time, I seem to recall maybe you were starting to get a head cold. How's that coming along?
Well, you have quite the memory, Travis. Yes, the weekend with the kids was really good, busy. They definitely keep you going. And yes, I do have a head cold, and I know you probably can hear it in my voice. Yeah, been taking the vitamin C and zinc, and hopefully I just need to get more rest, hopefully this week.
Yeah, I think that was a topic of conversation for Friday, and that it is going around. Knock on wood, we've been pretty good. But it's not uncommon for me to get something this time of year in the springtime. So we'll see. We shall see. So I have in the truck here with me, it's in here today, but it could be available at any time. I have a UHF, VHF, SWR, and power meter. It's a digital one. Reads it on the display. And then I also have a MFJ 259, I think it is, antenna analyzer. It's an oldie but a goodie. And I put fresh batteries in that. And then I have a dummy load. And that's there if it's needed or anything. But whenever we wanted to check out that antenna, if we wanted to meet up or you wanted to borrow some of this equipment, it's available if you haven't done that already.
Wow, Travis, you have quite the arsenal of equipment, especially to analyze the antenna. I'd like to get this thing analyzed and see how close it is. I mean, obviously, I'm probably going to have to make some adjustments, but that's okay. I might hold off on coming today just because I don't need to infect anybody else. So tomorrow, if that works for you.
Yep, like I said, it's in the truck. Anytime works for me, and I'm planning on being at work every day this week. So, yeah, I'll leave that completely up to you. I am open. I have no restrictions that I can think of as of this point.
All right. I appreciate that. I'm thinking today just lay low, take a nap, see if I can't knock this out pretty quick.
Yeah, when I pulled the analyzer out of the box, I remembered that I've had trouble in the past where if the box gets rolled over, it'll hit the power button and drain the batteries. It does have the option to use alkalines, rechargeables, or you just run it off of a power cord. Right now it has alkalines in there, but I'd always thought, I was going to drill that power button access hole out and put some kind of, sleeve in there, something that would not allow the power button to turn on. So I modeled up a quick little guard for it that attaches onto one of the screws on the front faceplate, and it worked out pretty well. And I know Ross has, if not the same exact model, has one extremely similar that I believe would work for him as well. So I brought in one of those for him today. So I don't know how often that happens for him. But it was annoying. And you put fresh batteries in it. Now, leaving it on is one thing. That would be my own fault. But if getting knocked around turns it on and runs it down, that's annoying.
No, I totally understand. We do have a label maker. shaker that I would put batteries in it and that we wouldn't use it for a while. And then you go in and the batteries should be dead. So I always, I don't know if it was, we left the button on or whatnot, but now I pull the batteries out every time, put them back in, use it, and then take the batteries back out. At least they, that way they stay fresh.
What if you're one of those P-Touch label makers, if that's the style that it is, and they take like six batteries at a time, which is insane. I suppose you do have motors running, and you know, it's got the that heat activated. Is that a thermal printer? Yeah, so I guess it takes a bit of energy. What was I gonna say about that? Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Hey, right, this is K2PCB. I'll pause and see if anyone else is joining us. Good morning. All right, either people are mic shy or people are running behind. I guess not really. They have plenty of time, but yeah. Anyway, yeah. This weekend, Lynn and I ended up going out to Rochester to our Tandoor of India, which was really good. We were going to see a movie out there, but decided to come back here into Lancaster. We actually did our grocery shopping. Went to Walmart, we went to Wegmans in Rochester, went out for lunch, came back, had taken in a movie. We had a pretty full Saturday. And then yesterday we went to see another play over at the Ellicott Creek Playhouse, which was really good. Started out a little slow, but then it got insanely funny. So it was like a really good contrast. It was cool. It was a full weekend, not too much radio play besides getting some of the gear together and putting that, bottling up that little guard there.
Yeah, you definitely had a full Saturday. Yeah, Saturday, the kids were up kind of early, about 6:30. We went over to Tops and picked up a breakfast pizza, brought that back, played a little bit, and then... I did take them over to Como School to play on the playground. Looks like we were the first ones there in a long time. There was no tracks in that field. They played there about an hour or so, came back, had some hot chocolate. Then a little bit later, lunch, and just played some more, and dinner, and played some more, and next thing you know, I was ready for bed, and I was out probably before they fell asleep.
Oh, yeah, that'll probably wear you down enough, not being a little under the weather. Add that in, and, oh, yeah, I could see you going down quick. I know I would. Speaking of Como Park, I don't know if they're of sledding age, because we were talking about that a couple weeks ago in here. Have you taken the kids over to the hill? Do they still sled over on the hill there in the park?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, on Sunday we did take the kids over to Como Lake Park to play on a playground there, to walk on the what we call the nature trail. There's some trails down there. We actually went out on Cuga Creek on the ice a little bit, let them walk on the ice a little bit, because most spots there the water's only 3 or 4 inches deep, so I didn't feel too worried about that. We did not take them sledding. That's something my daughter and her husband want to do, and they haven't done that yet, so we weren't allowed to take them sledding.
I guess I can understand that for a couple reasons. One, you know, they want to be there for that, to be part of that experience, and I guess if it's not the best experience, that's also good that they're doing that as well. I guess maybe just ask to tag along when they go, because that'd probably be pretty cool. See their faces screaming down the hill for the first time.
Yeah, I can kind of understand that, wanting to do it for the first time. Because I was excited, because I had been up in the attic, and I'd pulled down sleds, and, you know, the weather was going to be decent, and then I was told, yeah, no, you can't. And I was like, ah. But yeah, next time. It'll be good.
Yeah, yesterday I was talking to my friend Kevin, who likes to snowshoe and cross-country ski, and I'd asked him if he had been out this year. I mean, the winter's, you know, probably almost starting to wind down a little bit, and he said, no, he hasn't been out. He's got so much else going on this year that between that and this cold stretch that he hasn't been out there. I make it sound like it's going to melt next week, but things are moving along. Things are moving along quickly here. And before we know it, the snow will be gone.
Yeah, I had lunch with a friend of mine that I used to work with at Vichy, and he's big into skiing, and he said the skiing this winter has been great. He's been out a lot, so he's really happy. Yeah, well, winter's not quite over yet, but this little warm spell that we're in has been a boon to especially people that have had ice dams on their houses.
Oh, yeah, we still have some basins still up there, and we've had some water damage in years past, and are kind of hoping that we get a good enough melt where it all comes crashing down. Of course, we'll have to deal with it on the balconies and patios, but I'd rather it come down there where we can move it off rather than up top where it can cause some significant damage. Yeah. That's sucky. I know we had that a few years ago, and they came in and, oh, no, we'll take care of that. They came in with like a, what do you call it? Not a shop vac, but like a steam cleaner vacuum, sucked it up and left. And, yeah, you could tell when they did the remodel and replaced the carpets in there that there was all kinds of water damage, and yeah, I guess it's an apartment complex. What are they going to do? But they didn't do anything to fix it. They don't clean their gutters regularly. They don't clean the downspouts regularly. They just react when there's a problem. Anyway, K2PCV.
Yeah, we never had huge ice dams. We used to have some icicles and some ice on the back of the house. That was before I had, 18 inches of insulation blown in the attic. And also after that, when we had the house sited, they opened up the soffits a lot and put in screening, and that ventilation has really, really helped prevent icicles around the house. We've had very, very few icicles since then.
Yeah, and I say that to Lynn all the time. She's like, oh, why does our building get so many icicles? And I know that's a big part of it. Very poor insulation in the attic. Very, very poor ventilation. And I'm not sure where the bathroom vent exhaust to. I think the exhaust into the attic. And yeah. And I don't think it's a great idea. All that moisture dumping up there. I could be wrong, but I don't see where it comes out elsewhere. Yeah. But again, it's not for us to have to deal with. Fortunately that's interesting. I guess we do pay for that. We do pay for that indirectly. We don't pay for gas, but we do pay for electricity.
Yeah, and then you have to deal with the inconvenience of the when it does leak inside or anything like that, then you've got to pay for that inconvenience. Yeah, the bathroom exhaust fans should not vent to the attic. They really need to vent either through the roof or through the side or something. That's not good. This is KE2 GDQ.
Yeah, when my sister bought her house, they found out that she had, I don't know, she found out that they had done that as well, exhausting into the attic. And the home inspector didn't find it, but there was some mold starting up there. And then this is after she bought it, so they couldn't do you know, much about going back, you know, after the purchase. She'd have to have the exhaust ducted out. She had to have a company come in and do some mold remediation. Is that the right word for it? And that wasn't cheap. I think it cost her like $8,000, and she may even have come back a second time. Yeah, not cheap at all to do that.
That sounds like, yeah, real pain. I think, if I remember correctly, at one time my parents had installed an exhaust fan in the attic, or not in the attic, in the bathroom, but it vented into the attic, and someone found it and said, oh, no, you can't, you shouldn't be doing this. So I think they did get it changed. I can't remember for sure now, but we sold the house after my mom passed, so not my concern anymore.
Well, hopefully whoever has it now is taking good care of it and has made sure everything's up to code then. All right, I've got 6:44. I'm going to step out of here and let anyone else who's been waiting in the wings to pick it up. And I will catch you tomorrow there, Brad. Have yourself a wonderful day. Get some good rest, and we'll talk to you soon. This is K2PCB.
K2NVM, good morning. We'll see you real soon. I just wanted to stop in and say hi. I wasn't sure we were working today, so I started late coming to work anyway. My wife is off. My daughter's off. They were laughing at me last night because I had to go to bed. Anyway, good morning, everybody.
KC2NVM, this is KE2GDQ. You got to be getting close to the building, right?
Yeah, I'm turning into the parking lot right now.
Yeah, PCB traditionally has not given up President's Day as a paid holiday, at least when I was there. That may change in the future, because when Amphenol bought it, they did institute some changes into paid time off for holidays, and it was a nice little change.
All right, well, 73s, I'm going into work.
73s, KC2NVM, this is KE2GDQ, listening for any calls.
KE2GDQ, KC2PET, good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Ross. How are you today, and how was your weekend? Did you go out for, was it crab legs for you and your wife and your daughter?
Yeah, the weekend was good. Yes, we did go out for crab legs. Yes, it was expensive, but everybody enjoyed it. So I guess that's the important part. Me, myself, I don't enjoy crab legs as much. I've tried them, I just can't get the taste. So I had my burger, and then I helped my daughter crack her leg. And she was, every bite from her was like, that tastes good. So she's definitely a crab leg eater.
Well, that's good that she can do that. I don't think I've ever had crab legs. I probably would like them. I just never have had them. But that's cool that she likes them. That's really good.
I've had them. Like I said, I just can't get past the taste. It's up there with shrimp. I don't know if you have shrimp. For me, it tastes, like I said, they all taste very similar. It's like that fishy taste. I think that's where a fish fry, for me, works, because of the batter. Kind of hides that. But, yeah, I've never, even, like, just plain fish, you know, a little seasoning on it, it's still something I don't really want to, something that doesn't really appetize me.
No, I can understand that. There is a texture to fish and the lobster and the shrimp and stuff that is different. And not everybody likes it, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's okay.
Yeah, but that was it's sure messy though. luckily, they give you a bib and gloves to eat it. I was actually doing pretty good at cracking my daughter's hers. I didn't even get too messy. I know my wife, she gets the Cajun style, I think where everything's in, like, it's marinated, I don't know, and, like a butter Cajun garlic sauce, I guess. And, she says it's really good, but it's very messy.
Oh, yeah, I had forgotten that they do give you bibs and stuff, because, the cracking the claws or the legs can be a little messy. I had forgotten about that. Yeah, and that Cajun, that sounds good. I like that type of seasoning.
Yeah, they had all the tools there. I was actually cracking them with my hand. There were, I don't know if I was feeling like Superman that day or what, but, yeah, they crack it easy for me. Of course, my wife needs to use the tool, so did my daughter. And my wife's asking me, how are you doing that? I'm like, I don't know. I said, I'm just cracking them with my bare hand.
You must have been eating your spinach there, Ross. You got Popeye hands.
Well, maybe. I was working on doing a brake job on my parents' car. Oh, maybe that was it. I do that a lot. When I work on something, I need my grip. After a while, it tends to build up, and I try to keep that under wraps. When I'm shaking hands with people, I have a strong grip.
I like it when someone shakes my hand and they give me a strong grip. There's people that I've shaken hands with, and it's more of a dead fish. I like a firm grip when I shake hands.
Oh, I do too, but it's like I said, sometimes I'm a little too extreme and I don't notice it, and it's a little off. Sometimes it catches people off hand, or by surprise.
I think you're right. People aren't as used to a firm handshake from a man. That's what my dad taught me, you know. Give a firm grip when you shake. Not, you don't have to crush the person's hand, but it should be firm. And that's my belief, and that's what I taught my son. And hopefully I can teach it. Well, hopefully my son-in-law teaches that to my grandsons.
So I heard you were banned from taking your kids sledding. That's a bummer. I took my daughter Sunday to the one in Alden, it was still, the top of the layer of it was frozen, so she was getting some good distance coming down the hill, and she had to go maybe a good 200-ish feet or so, you know, down the hill. She's doing pretty good.
Yeah, my daughter, they want to take the kids sledding for the first time, even though that I've kind of sledded with them at their property. It's definitely not a big hill. There's just a more of a slope to it. They'll be next year. I can take them next year and take them to the hill over here at Como. And we went over there, and there was a bunch, there was a few kids or a few people on it, but it looked like it would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think unfortunately with the warmer weather, it seems like on the horizon, I think sledding might be done soon. Or tell your daughter if she's going to do it this year, do it now, or do it this weekend. Don't know how much longer. It's supposed to stay warm this week, so I might even do it in this week.
Yeah, you're right, and I was looking ahead a little bit, and we're going to be getting potentially some rain. That'll wash a lot of that snow away. For sure, and it may not last much longer.
Well, I guess there's always next year. So, looks like it's that time, though, again, Brad. I gotta get in there. I have two people already called off, so I guess I gotta make up for that. That was nice. So, hopefully, I wish they would just take the day off instead of that being a surprise for me today. But it is what it is. So I'm going to sign with you for KD2GDQ. This is KT2PET. 7:30's Brad. I hope you feel better. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
KC2PET. This is KD2GDQ. Thank you. 73's to you. And we will talk to you tomorrow. And we're clear of this channel.